Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. He is worthy to be praised. We want to give him a praise shout, a Shabbat to the Lord, for he's working things together for our good. We are excited and delighted to be here today, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall be glad in the day that the Lord has made. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am so delighted to bring the program on tonight. We have a special anointed, appointed woman of God that is being birthed out into the kingdom for God's glory. And again, we are truly excited about what God is doing in her life. We just want to lift up a word of prayer on her behalf, and that the ear gates of the listeners are open, and that there's a spiritual deposit into all that have tuned in tonight to be blessed of the Lord. Father, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're moving and how you're ruling, God. For we know, Lord God, that all that is being done is done for your glory. So, Father, right now we lift up Evangelist Audrey Milton to you, Father, and we say, have your way. Father, you said if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. So right now, Lord God, she has submitted herself to you. So, Father, we ask you to open up her mouth and let it be an oracle of God. And as she opened her mouth, activate your kingdom, God, within her and through her, Father. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the listeners that have tuned in and all those that will listen in archives. God, pierce their mind, soul, and body, that when they hear this word, God, that their life will be changed for the better, for your glory and for your kingdom's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen and glory to your master's name. Well, I am delighted to introduce the song and to those that are already affiliated with Evangelist Milton. Evangelist Milton is a prophetic intercessor. She is an intercessor at her church, Berica Fellowship Church, by her own pastor, Prophet Robert Smith, and Elect Lady Smith is her spiritual covering, and she's a member of the evangelist team there at Berica Fellowship Church. Also, our own internet radio director of Kingdom Builders International. She's also busy building the kingdom. She is one of our prophetic intercessors with Kingdom Daughters. She broadcasts on Pray Live at www.praylive.com, which is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week live intercession is going on. She's part of that team also. So we're just delighted. She's one of our advisory board member at Kingdom Builders International with my husband and I, Elder Quentin Docks. And we're just excited about what God is doing in her. And we take privilege to bring her forth to all the listeners. And we just pray that you got your Bibles out and that you're ready to hear a word from on high as she teach what God is doing in this season, a season of greatness. We're just going to ask at this time, is Evangelist Milton on the line with us?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. We just send blessings of love and peace to you, woman of God, and we ask you to let the Lord use you in your teaching tonight. And again, we welcome all of our listeners to the broadcast, and I'm going to yield the line over to you at this time.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank everyone who's tuned in today. My name is Evangelist Audrey Milton, and I'm from Georgia, and I am with Kingdom Builders Ministry, and my church home is Berica Fellowship Church under the leadership of Prophet Ronald Smith and Elect Lady Smith. Everyone for tuning in this evening to this broadcast, I pray that everyone will be blessed. At this time, I will have a song, and then I'm going to come in with the scripture and with prayer. Thank you so much. The song is by Tony.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King.
Thank you so much for the wonderful song. The scripture reading for today is coming out of Hebrews 5:12-14. I hope everyone has their Bibles. This is recorded so you can go back and listen on it later on. But it's coming out of Hebrews 5:12-14. For when time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the word of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. For strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Father God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I thank you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will use me to give revelation to your people, Father God. Open up their ears, Father God, to hear the word of God. Use me in a mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this broadcast, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Prophet Teresa's ministry, Father God, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for my pastor, Father God, Prophet Ronald Smith and Elect Lady Smith, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for their support, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will lift them up, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless all of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for this time, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for your presence, Father God. Come in, Father God. Come in, Father God, today, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for all the listeners, Father God, that's listening today, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and give you all the honor and all the glory. Amen and amen and amen. My teaching is called Milk versus Meat. Now we're going to focus on Hebrews 5, but verse 13 out of the King James Version. God has placed this on my heart, milk versus meat, because I'm still transforming from the milk to the meat. Now, when we begin as spiritual babies in Christ, we start on the milk, because that's what he wants us to do. As babies, we can't chew, we cannot swallow, we cannot digest the meat, we cannot do anything because we don't have no teeth. And why? Because that's how God has created us. He created us at that time not to have any teeth. He just wants the babies to suck on the bottle, to suck on the milk. God is really, he just wants us to continue right at that point to just drink and suck on the bottle of the milk. Now, as we grow and mature from infants to young adults to adults, God will give us the teeth. He will allow us to chew, to swallow, and to digest the meat, which is the word of God. So we will be able to chew it, swallow it, digest it. We cannot continue to be on the baby's milk, because if we continue to be on the baby's milk, we're not growing in Christ. We're not moving forward as God wants us to do. When we should have been on solid food long ago, some move on different levels and different steps. Everyone doesn't move at the same time. We all move slowly. Some of them move faster, but we all move slowly. And babies have a strong appetite. So they are hungry all the time and need frequent feeding. And that's how we should be with Christ. We need that kind of feeding on God's word, on a continuous basis. We need to be fed every single day. We need to be fed every day, all day long. Continue to be fed from his word. We have to continue to read his word, to meditate on his word day in and day out. in order for us to grow spiritually, in order for us to get from the milk to the meat. A healthy infant is a hungry baby. And as we grow spiritually, our spiritual growth, it occurs with faith. It's cultivated with knowledge, understanding, spending time with God, trusting God, like I said before, meditating on his word day in and day out, day and night, memorizing it and applying it to our lives. We have to apply his word to our lives. Everything that we need is in his word, is in the scriptures. Now, these are just a few spiritual growth things that I have wrote down, but there's plenty more. There's many, many more in his word. When we are still on the milk, we will worry. We will be in fear. We have intimidation, insecurity. But when we go from the milk to the meat, my God, my God, my God, my God, you will know your identity. You will know that the Spirit is taking over. You will become more than a conqueror. And that's in Romans 8 and 37. So we have to move from the milk to the meat to grow spiritually. And that's what God wants us to do, grow spiritually. He wants us to just continue to seek him, seek his word, seek his face each and every day. God commands us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's in 2 Peter 3 and 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 2 and 2 in the King James Version, everything that I'm reading is coming from the King James Version. As newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Now, in that passage, all believers should desire God's word as much as a baby desires the milk. God wants us to feed on his word and grow up to become mature children and adults of God, from toddler to adults. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Also, a couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2, it says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. So what does that mean? That means God is showing us that he is still feeding us with the milk. When are we going to come out of the milk and stop sucking on the bottle and go into the meat? Because we were not ready to receive the solid food that he wants to give us as of yet. Everyone is at different levels, like I said, but he wants us to move from there. He wants us to grow. He wants us to continue to grow into him, to be like him, to have a Christ-like mind like him. I thank God for using me. I thank God for just allowing me to go from the milk to the meat. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we all use our wisdom and knowledge and understanding and go from the milk to the meat. I thank God for what he's doing in my life and other people's lives that I've seen changing. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And he wants us to get to know him intimately. He wants us to get to know him closer and pull him close to you. Pull him close to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, shalalush. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Now in Psalms 11:1-5, he has given us meat. It says, he has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He wants us to be covered. He wants us to be in his covenant. He wants us to just know his word, know the scriptures, and use them in our day-to-day living. He wants us to do what he has called us to do. He wants us to just keep birthing. You know, people need help, so we have to help each other spiritually to birth out the gift, to birth out the talent that he has for us. So he wants us to continue to, if we continue to read his word, if we continue to meditate on his word, if we continue to chew his word and chew it up and digest it, digest it slowly, and he will be able to use us. He will be able to use us in a mighty way. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Do you know that God provides us all the spiritual resources we need to grow in his word? Everything that we need is in his word. From being an infant, from being a toddler, from being a young adult, but from being a child, adult, everything that we need is in his word. Everything in our lives that we go on, we have to, don't look at people, turn to people, turn to God's word, because everything that we need is in his word. And I thank God. I thank God because he's using us. Anything that you want, you look it up in God's word, and it's there. And then you just digest it. You chew it up, and you meditate on it. And if you just take one scripture that day and read on it that day, you can read that whole scripture that whole week. It's something that you're going to get out of that one scripture. One scripture. It's something you're going to get. If you just continue to chew it up, if you continue to read it, he's going to show you exactly what you're looking for out of that one scripture. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. One person's meat may be another person's milk, because everyone is at different growth levels, like I said before. May the word of God take us from milk to meat. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving from milk to meat. I thank you, Lord, for the transformation of my life moving from milk to meat. I thank you, Lord Jesus, from the growth that I have, from the growth that I've gotten so far, from Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, from my church, Bearcat Fellowship, from Pastor Prophet Ronald Smith. He talks about the word and meditates in my spirit. Every Sunday, there's a word. Every Sunday, you have to meditate on that word. Chew it up, digest it, read it over and over again, and apply it to your life. Then you can go out and minister to other people about the word, about how God has changed you. You can go out and minister to them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go out and minister to people out in the street. Save people's lives. That's what God wants us to do. Bring them in and save their lives. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going from the milk to the meat. I thank you and I praise your name, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So just remember, the beginning, it is the beginning. The milk is the beginning to the root and ground and the word of God. It is the beginning. The problem is drinking of the milk. We crave it, and it's healthy for us, but we need to continue to move on to the meat, because the meat gives us the solid food, gives us the solid foundation, give us the maturity that we need, to grow up, to be mature in this word. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I want to thank all of my listeners, very phone or internet, for listening in today on this broadcast. I thank you for allowing me to just talk about the milk and the meat. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Milk versus meat. Are you on milk or are you digesting the meat? You know how you can know when you're on meat, you're not easily offended because your system has to break that meat down and digest it. And parts of that meat has protein that makes us stronger. So, Evangelist, I just want to thank you for just bringing that word forth and really expounding on it. I'm going to give the listeners an opportunity, if it's someone that's on the line or via internet and you want to have a comment to Evangelist Milton, you can press star 1 on your phone, or you can go on the chat if you're on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com. / Kingdom Builders, and you can chat with us and let us know if you want to make a comment to Evangelist Milton, if you were blessed, you want to encourage her. Again, we want to give you that opportunity. We're going to open the lines up if anyone wants to have anything to say. But we want to thank you first, Evangelist Milton, for allowing God to use you and just stepping forward and saying, Lord, here am I. Use my voice. Use my body. Use me for your kingdom's sake. So if there's anyone that's on the line that would like to have a comment or would like to say anything to Evangelist Milton, the lines are now open. Praise the Lord. The lines are filled if you want to encourage her in the Lord.
Hello, hello, Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you. This is Minister Desmond Small from Savannah, Georgia. And I sat here and I was just enthused by the lesson. I'm very proud of this lady whom I know, and God has certainly used her in a mighty way this evening. I am blessed for listening in. God bless you, Evangelist Milton.
Amen.
Thank you kindly. You should do this some more. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
The Evangelist Milton will be coming on once a month, and I believe it's the, is it the third Sunday, second Sunday of each month?
Praise
second
God.
Sunday. Is it the
Hello?
Second Sunday? Second Sunday. Amen. Evangelist Milton will be with us every second Sunday at 7 p.m., and I believe that is Eastern time. She will be on the same number, same time, and you can call back in once a month. You can go on the internet and listen to her live. Are there any other comments on the line at this time?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, we
Hello?
Hear you, Elder.
Wait, my name is Anthony. Hello.
Yes, Brother Anthony, can you just wait one moment? Elder Niels, we hear you. Can you come forth, and then we'll let our brother come forth.
Yeah, I'm going to be very brief. We enjoyed the lesson. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Milton and my sister and, you know, just how she's grown since I've known her, and just encourage her to keep moving forth in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I yield the
line. Amen. Brother Anthony, you can come forth.
Okay, sure. Yes, this is Anthony Clemens of Albany, Georgia. And I just want to say to Minister Evangelist Milton, thank you so much for letting me hear on the call. It really blessed my soul. You hit on the foundation, the foundational principles of going right back to the meat. And obviously, you're above the meat, the milk. So, but thank God for your revelation and your explanation of the Word of God and making it plain. And it was so plain that I was able to understand, and I was also blessed. So continue to do your good work, and of course, we glorify the Father, which is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Evangelist Milton, are you still with us?
Yes, uh-huh. Thank you so much for that comment. Really do appreciate it. And I thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you so much for Anthony Clemens and Minister Desmond Small and Elder Neal, all y'all support and y'all prayers for me. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Blessings.
Amen. We are truly excited about what God is doing in this season of Evangelist Milton's life. So, again, we want to encourage everyone to sow into someone, mentor someone. You know, inch by inch is a cinch. We can do it if we just grab one soul and sow into a soul, encourage them. You know, we can water, but God will give increase. God will give increase. So we want to encourage you to sow into someone and take them to that place where they can receive that milk. And God will take them where they can receive the meat.
Amen.
So, amen. And I'm just going to ask, is there anyone else that have something that you would like to say to Evangelist Milton at this time?
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Evangelist Milton, we allow you at this time if you would like to have the final words.
I just want to say to everyone, I thank everyone for their support, and I just thank God for using me because I have came a long way, like Elder Neal said, I have came a long way, but it's just by the grace of God. It really is. It's just by the grace of God. I give him all the honor and all the glory, which he deserves, because if it wasn't for God, would not be here today. And I thank God that he is moving in my life. I thank God that he has pushed me, continued for me to go higher and higher in my calling, higher and higher in him, and just more of him and less of me. So I thank God,
right.
And I thank God for the listeners and everyone came in to support me and pray for me. I just thank everyone for their support. I really and truly do from the bottom of my heart. I just want to say, one, and I thank you, Prophet Teresa, for Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders Ministry, that has really
been
a big deal, you know, in this ministry. And I just thank my pastor and First Lady, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. It's just a beautiful thing that I am just stepping over and I am stepping out and I'm having more faith and confidence in me because that's what God has given me. So I just thank them too also for just allowing me to just do what God has called me to do and what God has called me to be. I am going straight forward towards my destiny and my purpose, and I will not let no one and anyone hinder me. So thank you for me today. I thank you so much for the kind words. Just remember, milk versus meat.
Amen.
And get into the meat. And we need to continue to help someone go from the milk to the meat.
That's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen. What a powerful word God used you. And as we grow together in Christ, as we become more like him,
mm-hmm.
then the world can see the glory of God upon us
mm-hmm.
and desire it.
Yeah.
So we stay faithful over a few things. And God
mm-hmm.
said that he'll make you ruler over many. So whatever
mm-hmm.
God has put to your hands to do, do it well. Be faithful
yeah.
to the call. Be
mm-hmm.
faithful to the call, even when it rain, even when it's snow and storm,
mm-hmm.
when the rage of the wind is blowing, stay faithful
mm-hmm.
to the call. Stay faithful to the assignment. Be steadfast
mm-hmm.
and unmovable, you know, even when you feel tossed. Stay faithful and definitely don't be lukewarm. Be
yeah.
in, not out.
That's
be
right.
in and not out. And in 2015, God has taken his people to a higher realm in him, to a higher place. So
mm-hmm.
what used to be can't be anymore. What used to be okay is not okay anymore. God is calling us to that place where we can
yes.
be steadfast and be an example for him. Don't be easily offended. Have thick skin. Stay in prayer. Stay encouraged. And connect yourself with people that believe in you, that can encourage you. Again, be on that meat. Stay on that meat and chew it and digest it. And we just say, in ending, we just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for Evangelist Milton. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, Father. We draw a bloodline of protection around her and everything that concerns her. And, Father, we ask you right now that you would keep her, God. Keep her safe, Father. Keep her protected, Lord God. Father, draw her unto you like never before. Give her that quiet time to be in your presence, to talk to you, Lord God. Father, when you speak, let her hear, God. Father, not only let her hear you, Lord God, but, Father, let revelation knowledge come forth, Father. Father, give her that wisdom, God, that she'll be able, Lord God, to do your will and know how to apply the things that you've given her, Lord God. And right now, I just speak, Lord God, to her destiny, Lord God, and I thank you, Father, that we speak right now that everything that you have ordained for her to do, that it shall come forth, Lord God. Every assignment that she shall finish, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you for her, Father. And we just say hallelujah, hallelujah. And to God be all of the glory. Amen. So in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, God, for a new soldier. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, it's already
hallelujah.
Done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So again, we just want to say blessings to everyone and encourage you to write down some names of some soldiers that you want to sow into, that you want to help them along the way
mm-hmm.
and be a blessing to the kingdom of God for God's sake. Amen. We're going to get ready to end the line again. She'll be back with us again, so make this a regular visit for you. And we just bless and blessings to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. We say good night and have a blessed evening.
Good night. Be blessed.
Thank you.